Athena!
I will have my revenge.
But first of all, I'll have pie.
Sounds good. What kind of pie?
Yeah, that didn't really happen in the game. But I'll tell you what did happen. A whole load of ass kicking.
Yeah. Spider horse.
Yeah, it wasn't until like a good 5 minutes into that, I was like, oh yeah, that's Poseidon.
This watery god turns out to be Poseidon.
Yeah. Does he like change his form or something? Because I walked in when you were watching the intro and he just seemed to be a regular looking guy.
Yeah, he was. That's kind of at the end where you punch him out the middle of his huge watery horse snake
thing.
Worm with teeth thing. I don't know what that was. I've never seen that mentioned before in the other games. Like, I assumed he'd just be a giant guy with a pitchfork. But...
No.
Well, that seems a bit of a trite kind of trite imagery to use. God of War's a bit more creative than that. It's not grotesque enough just to have a guy with a trident.
Do you remember those four horse statues
the
second game?
Yeah, I guess that's kind of like what they are, because then they have the horses that are like at the start of the waves that when you see like kind of depictions of waves, it's always got horses.
You mean like that old Guinness advert? Well,
yeah, just like that Guinness advert.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I thought of.
That whole, like, I feel still a bit shell-shocked by the whole start of that game, like...
Yeah, the first half hour is completely mental.
Yeah, like, I've had sensory overload, like, since it started. Like, at some point, like, my cognizant-type part of my brain just shut down and I was just playing on instinct to, like...
Yeah.
You were trying to absorb the pure awesome that was happening in front of you.
Yeah.
It's a good job your brain knows how to play God of War, because you were just sort of, like, doing
that. I was going to say, that was really funny, because I walked in when Sam first started playing, and that game really doesn't mess around with tutorials. It just surrounds you with dudes and flashes up some instructions.
Yeah,
but
it's
you
like,
probably
it's definitely,
kill these guys.
It's
yeah.
definitely a game for people who have played God of War 1 and 2. Like, yeah. I don't think there's any pretense to that, which is good, because, like... I don't want every game that I play to have a tutorial assuming it's the first game I've ever played since I popped out the womb.
Yeah, like, yeah. I actually am not afraid to say that I died a few times on that first bit. Just
Yeah, no, me too. Yeah.
You're both playing it on normal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Or God, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought the intro sequence was really cool, the way that it looks like it's all kind of on pottery. And then
yeah.
it gets, like, smashed and it's showing you the events of the first two games. But as we were talking about this earlier, that it uses kind of a, like, cel-shaded style almost. It kind of looks flat.
It looked like the start yeah. of 300 crossed with the start of a James Bond film.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, not just in how it looked in terms of 300, but, like, how some of those bits were, like, framed and how the characters were, like, moving in some of the, like, blood splats and stuff on the screen.
I guess your art brain was... processing it a bit more than mine. I was just like, oh right, this is a God of War 3
He just
game.
Got stabbed in the chest.
He's hacking a head off.
Yeah.
I think we have to talk about the second person murdering as well.
Yeah, like...
Did you see that?
Is this the thing that was in the demo?
No.
Okay, you can explain to me. As someone who doesn't really like God of War, you can spoil all this for me, because I probably am not going to play this ever.
Yeah, well, it kind of like, it puts you in the person that...
Kratos is
battering, so you're literally seeing the event through someone else's eyes.
Are you telling me this is the world's first second-person game?
Yeah.
No, there have been second-person elements in games before.
That is true, actually, yeah.
Psychonauts had a bit like that.
Oh, okay.
It's just so, like, I think the whole world must have known about the thumbstick-punching, eye-gouging thing apart from me, but I'm kind of glad I didn't, because when it came to it was just so awesome, like... A real kind of visceral moment. It's a bit like when we're watching 24 and someone takes like an axe to the head and you're just like, oh!
Yeah.
I felt totally
Do you wish
like
that you could press in the analog sticks just a little bit more?
I wish in real life I could press analog sticks and people's eyes would just get gouged out that I didn't like.
Have you tried it?
Me too.
No?
Oh.
Tomorrow I will.
Take that bad boy to work.
Yeah. Oh, this! I can't wait to play through this game. I just don't want to burn through it. So fast. Like, I know there's been all these kind of complaints that it's short and then counter complaints that it's not short, but
I'm complaining it's not short.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, like, these days I'm not really bothered over whether games are too short or not, because having played through Modern Warfare 2 recently and in fairly few sittings, like, I thought that it made the experience better. It seemed more like again, like this, I was kind of absorbing all of the
things I was seeing.
Yeah, but the thing is, you've got to keep in mind that this is the last God of War game.
Oh, they make more. They just won't be this storyline.
It could be like Kratos, Man About House.
Yeah, this franchise is too big to like kill at this stage.
Yeah, plus they have an engine they can use.
Athena!